What if the secret to transforming your entire life wasn't out there somewhere, but already living inside you? Sarah Prout's journey from welfare recipient to manifestation teacher began with a simple yet revolutionary insight. You must become the love you seek. After surviving domestic violence and building a seven-figure business, Prout discovered that emotional alchemy, transforming feelings into a more loving perspective, holds the key to reshaping reality itself. This isn't about positive thinking or wishful manifestation. It's about recognizing that your heart contains an intelligence more powerful than any algorithm, more accurate than any GPS. When you learn to listen to this inner compass and align your emotional frequency with love, you don't just attract better circumstances, you fundamentally alter how you experience existence. Your heart isn't just a blood-pumping organ. It's an intuitive guidance system that speaks in whispers, gut feelings, and sudden knowing. Think about those moments when every logical reason said yes, but something inside screamed no. That's your heart intelligence cutting through mental noise to deliver truth. Most of us ignore these signals, drowning them out with overthinking, scrolling, and constant distraction. We've learned to trust our minds while treating our hearts like unreliable witnesses. Emotional alchemy begins when you create safety within yourself first. Imagine receiving an invitation sealed with lilac wax, inviting you to celebrate who you truly are, flaws, mistakes, and all. This isn't about becoming perfect. It's about making peace with the present moment and recognizing that your emotions aren't obstacles to overcome, but information to decode. When you feel anger, what boundary needs protecting? When you feel anxiety, what truth needs acknowledging? Your feelings are data points the universe uses to understand what you're ready to receive. The real magic happens when you stop numbing yourself with food, alcohol, social media, or arguments, and instead pause long enough to ask, "What is my heart trying to tell me right now?" The question isn't whether this works. The question is, are you ready to stop searching outside yourself for what's been within you all along? Blame prevents healing. Childhood wounds, absorbed anxieties, learned patterns, beliefs about our worth weren't even ours, yet they repeat until we consciously interrupt them. Prout learned that pointing fingers surrenders the power needed for transformation. During one explosive argument where she physically pushed and verbally attacked her husband, Prout discovered three gifts: feeling, processing emotions with self-compassion rather than explosion; healing, seeking help for unresolved trauma; and revealing, gaining clarity about what she would no longer tolerate. For years, she'd suffered from slow simmer syndrome, unexpressed thoughts building pressure until they erupted. The antidote isn't suppression, it's learning to tell the truth faster, to speak your reality before resentment calcifies into rage. Everyone possesses intuitive powers, though modern life dulls them. Fear-inducing news and social media algorithms disconnect us from natural knowing. Intuition is the difference between thinking you know and knowing you know. While thoughts become things, feelings become things with even greater power. Emotions create more potent vibrations than thoughts alone. This is why practicing gratitude, even in frustrating situations, can transform your experience. Feel, heal, and the universe reveals. Growth happens in direct proportion to discomfort, yet most of us cling to the familiar even when it suffocates us. Prout's greatest fear wasn't being alone, it was her own potential to live life on her terms. In her first marriage, both partners planted seeds of fear and doubt in each other. Everything shifted when she began building an online business during stolen moments, creating a community where she felt truly seen. This led to an affair that exploded her marriage, her husband destroying her belongings while their children watched in terror. The man she left for initially seemed like a rescuer, but she soon realized she'd merely transplanted her problems. Her mother's simple words, "You don't have to stay with him," opened a portal of possibility. Years later, when she met her ex-husband for dinner, the energy that once fueled mutual violence had dissolved completely. She had forgiven him and herself, recognizing divine purpose in their shared pain. This is what venturing beyond comfort truly means. Not putting scorpions in your mouth, but exceeding your perceived limits in small, daily ways. When fear presents itself, ask, how can I send my fearful thoughts love? What's the worst that could happen? How can I embody love right now? The most exquisite lotus flower grows in the muddiest puddles. Whatever you're facing, illness, financial ruin, loss, trauma, you are not broken. Your sense of self cycles like seasons, and pain holds opportunity for transformation if you're willing to look. When Prout lived on welfare with less than 40 cents to feed her children for 2 days, scraping mold off bread crusts for herself, she felt like Humpty Dumpty who couldn't be put together again. But she realized no one else could rescue her. That power lived within her alone. After her fourth miscarriage, collapsed in the corner of her bathroom sobbing, "Where are you?" to her baby soul, Prout reconnected with every other time she'd felt shattered, including childhood grooming by a school authority figure who taught her to attach love to achievement and people-pleasing. The personal development industry sometimes pressures us to cut off negative people at all costs. This approach lacks compassion. We're all human, experiencing both good and bad days. Rather than judging others, cultivate awareness that there's always more behind someone's story. The Japanese art of kintsukuroi repairs broken pottery with gold, making it more valuable after restoration. You are no different. Transformation requires releasing what no longer serves you. Each time you revisit painful memories, you activate that energy in your present. It's not time that heals wounds, it's our capacity to let go. When Prout became ill with suspected COVID-19, her anxiety intensified into panic attacks. On Thanksgiving 2020, sharp chest pains sent her to the emergency room. Tests revealed nothing physically wrong. A compassionate doctor suggested a stress response. Her heart literally hurt from missing her son. Letting go is the ultimate act of love and a powerful healing modality. Consider the tip of the tongue phenomenon, when you can't remember a word and become increasingly frustrated. Once you surrender, the answer appears unexpectedly. Most people sabotage success through inability to surrender. When manifesting, they get attached to outcomes, stalking the universe for confirmations and demanding specific timelines. Energy falls into two categories, resistance or flow. Resistance comes from rigid control and impatience. Flow is the art of letting go, trusting the universe will deliver in perfect divine timing. You have the power to clear cellular memory through intention, replacing scarcity with abundance. Never make permanent decisions based on temporary feelings. Words create your reality. Abracadabra literally means I create as I speak. Your words act as magnets. Happy attracts happy, negative attracts negative. To harness this power, rise above negative patterns with compassion, guard your thoughts by reframing resistance, and listen to yourself with full responsibility. In conflict, we wield words like swords that puncture the heart. Toxic insults, empty threats, and absolutes prevent conscious conversation. Instead, practice saying, I love you, I appreciate you, and a sincere I'm sorry. Affirmations require honest emotional work to be effective. When drowning in debt, Prout's affirmation, I am now debt-free, kept her focused on debt itself. Only when she shifted to power words like abundance did prosperity flow. Setting intentions is your conversation with the universe, declaring readiness for action. Three elements make intentions effective: clarity about why you truly want something, specificity rather than vague defaults, and energetic action that actively removes blocks like toxic relationships or negative language. Your word is your wand. Pay attention to what you say aloud and internally. Are you speaking with kindness or cruelty? Declaring possibility or limitation? Every word is a vote for the reality you're creating. Everything is energy, and that energy is fundamentally love, the highest form of pure consciousness. The universe itself is the frequency of love, and we are love manifested as humans. In life, we always have two choices: move toward fear or toward love, toward separation or oneness. During her C-section after 5 miscarriages, Prout's anesthesia wore off mid-procedure. She remained conscious outside her body, hovering above the operating room, simultaneously seeing different scenes. Her husband with their newborn, her body being stitched, her other children with her mother. She felt true oneness with her baby until hearing her family's names anchored her back. From this experience, she understood we exist beyond physical reality as spiritual beings in a realm of pure, unconditional love. We surrender our power when we believe love comes from outside ourselves. Being the love requires pausing to see love in every situation. Make kindness your daily mission. Pay for a stranger's coffee. Accept the universe's invitations to be kind. These acts open your heart and embody the love you wish to feel. You are not searching for love. You are love, remembering itself.